Hello, this is Rabbi Chaim Bravender of Web Yeshiva with the Nach Yomi podcast. We're in Tehillim, chapter 63. This chapter of Tehillim begins with the words Mizmor leDavid, Biyoto b'Midbar Yehuda. And David found himself in the desert of Yehuda. And being in the desert was a defining experience for David HaMelech, being alone, being at a place which meant danger. There wasn't enough food, and there often is not enough to drink. And in that place, David HaMelech was able to say, Elokim Eliata, Asharecha, Sam Alecha Nafshi, Kamalecha Besari. I thirst, my soul thirsts for you. I'm desirous of you. The word kama is a difficult word, but it seems to mean desirous in some way. Beretz tziya v'ayef b'limayim. So that for David HaMelech, the experience of being in the desert, the experience of being in the desert is not one that distinguishes him or separates him. It's the hopelessness of being in a place where you are not serviced properly is not what bothered David HaMelech. Quite the contrary, without food and without drink, without proper support, David HaMelech finds that his desire to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu increases, where there are no intermediaries. Yishmael Shema Aticha, Yishmael learns about the experience of having faith in God in the desert, where they run out, he and his mother run out of water. David HaMelech says, quite the contrary, it's in the real world, or the world in which you're supplied, your needs are supplied, that you might imagine that you can make it on your own. But when you get into the desert is there to remind you that we're entirely dependent on HaKadosh Baruch. So in some way, this experience of being in Midbar Yehuda, of being in the desert of Judea, deepens the commitment that David HaMelech had to his God, to HaKadosh Baruch. And that commitment is described in the second Pasuk, as tzam alecha nafshi, my thirst for you is tremendous. Kamalecha b'sari, my bones, my very person is desirous of you, and I learned this new level of desire be'eretz tziyah v'ayef b'limayim, in a land which didn't have any water in it. Again, David HaMelech continues in Pasuk Zayin, Im zechartiha al yitzui, bashmorot egebach. I think about God, al mishkavi balaylot. Again, night is a time when you are kind of disconnected. You can't see. You are withdrawn within yourself. It's a good time to sleep and even perhaps to dream. So I think about you when I'm lying in my bed in the evenings. That's what David HaMelech says. Bashmurot egebach. Ashmurot are the different watches in the night, that the night is divided into. So again, night, bashmorot, egebach. It's a time that I'm not distracted. I don't have to work. I don't have to go. I don't have to do things. Ki ayita ezrata li, uvitzel kenafecha an aranein. You were. I remember how God has always helped me. In other words, the nighttime is the time for clarifying the day. The day things happen. They run, the things that happen run one into the other. And it's hard to know exactly what these different things are and how to attribute them. Are they fortuitous? Are they the result of divine intervention? I mean, a question that we have again and again, on and on, in our own lifetimes. And David HaMelech says, nighttime, that's a good time for reflection on the presence of God. And that may be why Kriyat Shema L'Mita, why saying Kriyat Shema Davka, when you go to sleep, has special significance. Of course we say Kriyat Shema during the day, once in the morning, once in the early evening, but that's a kind of fulfillment of a mitzvah. But on Kriyat Shema L'Mita, when we say Kriyat Shema at night, our thinking is expanded. We think not only about Hashem Echad, but we think about the meaning or the meaningful interaction that we had with God during the daytime hours, during those hours that it's hard to distinguish. It's hard to know what's happening. It's hard to know when we help ourselves. It's hard to know when God helps us. But when we reflect, that's what Ki hayita ezrata li, uvetzel kenafecha ranim. Davka nafshi, pasuk tet, davka nafshi acharecha, ki tabi tamcha yeminecha. Davka nafshi acharecha. I cleave to you. I go after you. This, of course, is kind of metaphorical statement. I don't really go after God, but I go with God. The distinction between Noach and Abraham, going with God, going before God, it has to do with awareness. Am I aware of what God has offered me? Am I aware of the salvation that God gives to me every single stage of my life? Davka nafshi acharecha, bi tamcha yeminecha. I see it now. I don't just know it in some kind of speculative way, but I'm thinking at night about my life, what's happened to me and what continues to happen to me. And it seems to me that my life is full of those moments. The moments of HaKadosh Baruch Hu supporting, helping, giving, doing, making it possible for me to live in a way that on my own I would never be able to live. And then in the last part of the Mizmor, after David HaMelech has kind of staked himself out, he said, who am I? What am I? What am I doing in this world? And what have I accomplished? What is it that made me worthy of building the Beit HaMikdash? And the answer seems to be that David HaMelech represents the ongoing awareness, the growth of awareness, so to speak. I see more than I saw before. I hear more than I heard before. So then he turns to, in Pasuk Yud, in the 10th Pasuk, to Hema, L'sho'ai, Vakshu Nafshi. Hema, they, the ones who are the enemy. L'sho'ai, Vakshu Nafshi. They would like to destroy me. They see me as an enemy. Yavo'u b'tachtiyot ha'aretz. Yavo'u b'tachtiyot ha'aretz. It's a kind of a curse that David HaMelech says. These enemies of mine, they should be sent to hell. Tachtiyot ha'aretz. Their future should be just to go down and be part of the earth. Nothing greater than that. Nothing higher than that. Yagiruhu ayedechere pasuk yud aleph. He says, Yagiruhu. The blood of these enemies of mine should be spilled by a sword. Right? The word yagiruhu means to spill the blood with a sword. Manat sha'alim, sha'alim, slicha, manat sha'alim yihyu. They should become food for the sha'alim, the shu'alim, the weasels, the rove around the world and eat carrion. So that, again, David HaMelech lays out for us exactly the difference between a positive and a negative end to this life. A positive end to the life of awareness, and we're talking about awareness of God, awareness of how God helps us navigate life. The reasonable end to that awareness, the reasonable end to that awareness, David HaMelech says, is coming even closer. Death, therefore, marks the beginning of a closer relationship, of a more serious relationship, even that we had while we were alive. But for the enemy, for the ones who think that such a relationship is counterindicated, it causes difficulties, it causes trouble, it's a denial of what we really want in Olam Hazeh. For those people, their end will be a return to the earth and being consumed by the weasels who roam the earth and waiting for the opportunity to eat the carrion. Not shu'alim yihyu. They will become food for the shu'alim, which kind of indicates the end of things. It's over. History has come, of this person in any event, has come to an end. So that the way we understand what we ought to do is we're supposed to develop the sensitivity to understand that our relationship with God is primary. The good things that happen to us are the result of that obligation. The future is closer and closer to God, and the enemy will be destroyed because he has nowhere to go. He has no hope. There are no opportunities for him in the future. And the last pasuk mentions the Melech, Yismach Belokim. The king, I guess the king is David HaMelech, but it's every king. Every king has this obligation to be closer than anybody else. It was in spite of the fact that for a king, the opportunities to wallow in Olam Hazeh are great. And that's why the Torah, strictly speaking, took a strong stand against the Olam Hazeh aspect of kingship. Nevertheless, the possibility for the king is really tremendous. So HaMelech Yismach Belukim, the king, is Yismach. I mean, Yismach is a special word. I wish it was easily defined, but it doesn't mean giggly or happy in the conventional sense, but it means he'll see the integration of things. He'll see that there's a relationship between the difficulties of life in Olam Hazeh and the positive relationship with HaKadosh Baruch. He'll see all of those things. And in seeing them, Yismach Belukim, he will find great solace and joy in his relationship with God. Yismach may also be, he will create simcha by saying words of joy. Yithalel kol hanishba bo. Yithalel kol hanishba bo. is a kind of a blessing that the David HaMelech says. All those who swear in God's name will be happy at his success, the success of the king. Yitalel kol anishba bo ki yisacher pi dovrei shecher. Yisacher is a Hebrew word which means to close up. Yisacher, it'll be closed up, pi dovrei shecher, the mouths of the ones who speak a lie. So that, again, you have this kind of balance that David HaMelech is trying to explain. He's trying to explain the difference between the people who have faith and who work to enhance that faith, and the people who work to deny that faith. And how the victory, I mean, after all, David HaMelech was a person who fought and won and created and built, and he thinks also in those terms that the victory belongs to the ones who fight for their faith. And the way that you fight for the faith is by showing that you have that enhanced faith, that it's not just an idle thing that comes to you by inheritance, even though of course that's very important. Nevertheless, faith is not inheritance. Faith is something that you work on and develop.